Hey, what's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, welcome to the IBHM Podcast. I'm your host, Arizona Burst. With me, my dude and co-host, Dick Papa.
Hello there.
I'm black, he's Mexican.
They say.
And now that we got that out of the way, welcome to our show. It is a podcast about nothing in particular. We don't really have too much to talk about today, but if you want to chime in, our email is IBHMpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. Find us on all of your social media outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and YouTube. Simply add IBHM Podcast in an appropriate spot. If you don't want to do any of that, head over to our website, IBHMpodcast.com, or IBHMmexican.com, and find all of our social media links there. Now, if you want to hit me up, my main source of social media fuckery is Tumblr. You can find me at adifferentstateofblack.tumblr.com. If you want to holla at my dude Dick Papo, his main source of social media fuckery is...
I focus that Tumblr, soapapo.tumblr, right? Is it soapapo.tumblr.com? Yes, there. Meet me there. Say hello to me. Play with me. Tickle me.
Yes, sir. And this is going to be a very random episode. We had a special guest that we were planning on interviewing for this episode, but things didn't go quite as planned. That's the reason why we started about an hour late.
Yeah, they happen. I mean, we could blame management. We are a reflection of our management. We'll say that. Let's put that. That's the key word in business. We are a reflection of our management.
Exactly. So shit rolls downhill. And so we are doing a random episode just to give the fans some new whatever, some new I'm Black, He's Mexican. Mm-hmm.
So for the people. Because I'm hoping that whether we do this for weekly, hopefully, maybe.
Yeah, and that is actually the goal. And shouts out to Trav Lord, who just hit me with the finally on Facebook. Yeah,
motherfucker's like, boom!
Niggas are starting real late. We on that CP time.
CPT.
But, what was the question? I forgot the question. What was it?
I was trying to message a bitch. Question. Oh no, we're gonna be doing things hopefully now more than ever because our shows. Some people say that they go long. They're long as fuck.
Yeah.
And I would say when you can go through a show and not remember what the hell we was talking about, I think we probably talk about too much.
See, in my honest opinion, like a lot of the podcasts I listen to, Joe Rogan being a fine example, a lot of the episodes are like 2 to 3 hours long, and it's that good rapport, that good conversation. If we're forcing the conversation, I'd be a little upset, but that is one of the goals, is to eventually turn this into a weekly podcast and do like a weekly 90-minute show. I mean, we'll see. We're just trying to figure out, but today we're supposed to interview a special guest, but we had some conflictions with the management, and so we had to push it back, so we'll do that another day. But as for right now, I am on site in South Phoenix on site.
Well, I guess the thing today, and dude, I really have this loud ass fucking ad that's playing in my headphones right now, and I have no idea how the hell to stop it. Huh?
It's probably from YouTube. Is YouTube still on?
No, I don't even know what the hell I have up the hazard. I have so many things that I wanted to bring up. Anyways, we is down here, some family members, birthday, I guess, so we happen to have a little bit of food. I was hoping to make it real nice, and when we have our special guest down, be able to feed them and, you know, show them the royal treatment, but motherfuckers don't give a shit about us. Don't nobody care about us. But I'm glad to have you over. This is the first time actually having you over, meeting family. You say me and my crackhead mama and
other aunties. Black man in the building, so I'm hearing you. I'm hiding in the back. Yo, you hear them dogs. As soon as I said the black man, them dogs.
They ready. Actually, to be honest with you, what's funny, and I didn't know how to say this to you, but I was requested to tell you to come through the side gate. Through the service gate. Can't have no random ass niggas coming in through the door.
Coming in the front
real
door.
Comfortable, like.
Oh, shit.
Even when you parked in there, too. I stopped myself because I was like, no, that's not funny. I'd be like, boy, park on the other side of the road.
I would have been weak if you said that. Yo, it was funny because I'm still laughing. I was talking to, I forgot who I was talking to, but I was talking about the last episode. And when we were talking about the whole George Zimmerman thing, and we saw my Skips was sympathizing with him, and you was like, of course, she a nigga lover. I am still laughing to this day. So, for those who this is their first time listening, once again, I'm Arizona Burst. This is Dick Papa over here.
And, we have people back in the background.
This is an unfiltered, uncensored show. We say it how we feel, and we keep it 100. And like I said, this is a real random show. Actually, I got a couple real quick shout-outs I was going to give. We had a couple new lights, so shots out to Josh Mustachio, CJ Hawkins, Recap the Recap Show, and Marcus Lyrics, who all liked the I'm Black, He's Mexican Facebook page since the last time we did a show. And I also wanted to give a shout out too, real quick. I gotta bring up the notes. I got a friend that I went to school with who is starting a new hip hop website. Dang, I don't have the link in front of me. Give me one quick second. I'm gonna load it up.
Why are you doing that? Can I bring up some random shit?
Yeah. Oh, here we go, right here. Okay. Phoenician
Cut me
Beat.
Out. Fuck the man. Really good.
PhoenicianBeatAZ.WIS.com. Go show her some love. She's starting hip hop music, doing adding hip hop in Arizona and all that. And show her some love. And I know Papo has some random fuckery you said you had over there.
I could. I just didn't really just kind of fillers, so to speak. I mean, I don't know what we're gonna bring up. Did you have anything in Evernote at all?
I had one thing that I was gonna bring up. I guess I'll go ahead and get that out of the way now. I guess special announcement I'll make since last episode.
Ah, okay.
Your boy Arizona Verse is officially engaged to Skips, who was on an episode a few episodes ago. I know our female demographic just dropped. A bunch of women just tuned out from the show. And just wanted to give that announcement that me and Skips officially got engaged. I was picked up the ring, actually. What we did was for Valentine's Day, I let her pick out a ring. I let her pick out the ring that she wanted.
Yeah, how does that work here? Want to get married?
Well, no, because, see, and the whole thing, though, honestly, is that we talked about this, like, for a while. Like, you know, because we got two kids together. I mean, we were planning on getting married. It was just a matter of when and having the money and all that. And so, as a Valentine's gift, after we put the kids to sleep, I sat down with the laptop and I was like, okay, let's pick the ring out that you want. I mean, I could pick any random ring. Oh, I think this is what she likes and the cut and all that, but I want you to have the ring that you want.
Because you're going to ultimately be with it fucking forever.
Yeah, you're going to have to look at this ring all for the rest of your life, and you could be looking at the ring and be like, oh, well, my coworker had a much better ring. So, no, I'm going to let you pick the ring that you want to pick.
No, it ain't nobody's fault but yours.
Yeah, so if you don't like it later on, that's your bad. And so I let her pick the ring and then ordered it and did the overnight shipping. But this place, I guess they had to custom make it. They didn't put on their website that it's, they put what sizes are available and all that, but I guess that's the sizes that are available to be made. Mm. And so
they're pretty much on batch, on deck, ready to go.
Yeah, and so they're working on the ring and all that, and so we have been waiting on it. And so 11 days passed, the ring still hadn't came. I'm keeping an eye on it on Amazon and all that. And I'm at work, and I'm sitting at work. You know, I work in a call center environment. Now I'm sitting there, my phone is buzzing, I'm like, what is going on? And I look, and I see that Skips has tagged me in post saying that she couldn't hold my Arizona Verse and Skips. We are officially engaged. She hasn't got the ring just yet, but when we get the ring, we'll do all the actual traditional stuff, you know, and
I, too, like the rest of the world, found out about your marriage via Facebook post update. And I wasn't even mad. I was glad that I seen it. Because it's one of those, you know how, and I'm a perverted fucking dirty old bastard, but you know I believe in family and marriage and all that crap. And so when I saw that, I actually got excited. I'm like, how quickly will it be until I fucking hear the news directly? Am I important enough to know? And then eventually, I don't know.
Hey, yo, my homeboy, shout out to my homeboy T. I grew up with him. And he hit me up on Glide. Have you ever fucked with Glide?
Somebody sent me a text saying, join me on Glide. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It sounds perverted and it sounds like fucking some sort of...
It do sound like some homo sex stuff, yeah. But
like I said, I didn't rule it out. But I was like, wait, I don't know. Not right now.
But I got the... Glide is just like an instant text. So like you could text somebody but through video or whatnot. And my homeboy, he a truck driver. And so he sent me the Glide and he had said the same thing. He was like, yeah, I'm glad to find out on Facebook. And it was like, yo, I was going to let everybody know we're going to do the whole ring, get her the ring, and then, you know, put the picture out. Now I'm going to hit everybody up formally. I had actually was over my pop's house the day before. So like we had been secretly engaged for like 10 days. I couldn't even tell my pops yet or whatnot. But then when she spilled the beans on the Facebook, on social media to everybody, I was like, go ahead.
She couldn't wait to drop that bomb. I bet. That's why she did it.
No, and I told her she'd been waiting to marry a nigga forever. That's all it is. She can't wait. She held it in for 11 days. She couldn't hold it. Hey, I can't blame her.
You squeezed your kids out of her without nobody's consent, so why the hell not?
So that's my news since the last episode is I'm officially off the market, so I know some single ladies just turned the show off, but I mean, don't worry about it.
If anything, you know, they'll love you more for it, to be honest with you. My buddy, he puts on a, God bless him, and he is not married, but he loves having a little wedding ring on there because he knows it's a fucking instant. What the fuck is that? It's like women have they have a red alert. This motherfucker is taken.
Tried
to snatch it.
And it comes down to men and women both have that in them where I can't have that, so I want it. But then when you get it, you don't want it anymore. It's that whole chase. And it's the whole thing, like I've said that many a times with people in chicks will have like a guy that's chasing them nonstop and
they
shoot.
They love that shit.
Yeah, and they love
it. I can't wait to ignore you so you can keep doing it.
And then they finally give it up and then they're like, oh, why is he calling anymore? It's because the line has got the feast. The line he was chasing and he finally got the feast, and so that's the reason why he's not interested anymore. And I've also said that to dudes who keep doing picking up chicks in clubs and all that and wonder why they can't find a good relationship and all these bitches ain't shit and this ain't working, it's because you're chasing the hyena. You're out there, you're the lion out there, or chasing the wildebeest. You're that lion out there, you need a lioness. And you're looking in the wrong area. So people, step your game up and maybe get on my level, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, sir. So, shout out to Popo.
Am I still on this shit?
Yeah, I can see you. I'm looking at you right now.
Apparently, just kicked me out.
Oh, we're going to have another incident like last episode when Popo dropped.
Don't blame it, though. Don't blame shit. I see it now. Okay. Just fucking totally misplaced where the fuck I was at.
Yeah, we're in the motherfucking building, you know, and we ain't got shit to talk about because we're hoping to do an interview for about an hour long.
No, don't even put it on next. I wanted to be a fucking, we going to talk about whatever it is we want to talk about, because normally we have a bunch of topics, and there's so much that goes on, y'all, throughout the weeks that, I mean, when it comes to us fucking finally being able to chop it up, there's so much to talk about and getting something gets done, so. Exactly. And I'm trying to think, like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like such a loser. Like, I don't have anything special. I mean, nigga looking for a new job. I'm looking for that. For y'all motherfuckers that wouldn't mind a crazy bastard and you know, happens to know where they're hiring at, please let me know. I promise you, I'm very professional when it comes to being professional. This is just me not giving a fuck right now.
But no, actually, yo, I was just telling my girl's sister, because my job is hiring right now. Now, the main thing that they hire for is the tech support that I'm in, and then also like sales and all that. But they also have another department that it's not tech or sales, but it's more call center. I'll give you the website afterwards and whatnot. Filling it out, because this is the first time in a very long time I could say this. I love where I work. The job sucks at times. It gets a little crazy, but I love the place I work at. And I'm trying to get everybody to come on and come down and come fucks with us, because I love this place that I'm at right now.
I would say, build up a strong camp. And see, and part of me, and I hate when this happens, because I'm pretty sure everyone fucking has those ideas where you're like, you know what? I don't want to work. I don't want to do anything in life because it's all bullshit. I want to live like a Kardashian and fucking fuck till my dick falls off. Eventually meet the right middle-aged woman who actually has, I don't know, a dead uncle that left her with so many fucking millions, and she wants to baby a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And here I come, a baby myself, wanting to be pampered and have the ass wiped up and being fed, and I will provide great lovemaking. And also a bit of bullshit for entertainment.
Yeah,
you know?
It sounds like he's putting out an application.
I'm not even saying all that. No, but because that isn't the way life works, and you know, and I probably would never meet the right Jew in Hollywood that's gonna fucking put me in where I need to be at.
Yeah.
I have to suffer the day to day, the whole 9 to 5. And so, like I said, even though I don't like what I'm doing, I feel like shit's shiesty, and when anything that I do, I want to be able to believe in it. This shit right here, us being able to come together, talk shit, and hopefully provide news, even though right now that we're being real lazy, and we'll blame it on our smoking, blame it on the big ass meal, we'll blame it on the fact of everything.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
You're on the camera.
Huh?
The camera's on you.
Oh, okay. Right. Good. Yeah. Please don't. There's some characters that should not be seen.
I know. Same. We got the Popo family in the background out here. And actually, I almost forgot, this show is brought to you by Alpha Brain. Shouts out to Alpha Brain. The show is brought to you by Tecate Light. Can I get that on there? And a little electronic hookah. So, yeah, those are our unofficial sponsors of today's episode. Or my sponsor, since I'm the one over here puffing on all this.
I really hate this background in my ear right now. I don't know what the fuck I'm hearing. I feel like I'm being driven crazy. I feel like I'm putting like in a German Nazi camp, and they're just torturing me. I don't know what the hell's playing in the background. But yes, I wish we were sponsored by these fuckers. As much as I smoked the cigarettes that I smoked before and killed myself with, you figure they let a motherfucker, hey, you damaged your lungs pretty dramatically, and you're going down swinging. How about we give you a few free every now and then?
Help you out. So I guess we'll start off with some hip-hop news.
Oh yeah, we're doing a fucking show. I'm just happy to fucking talk.
Oh, no, yeah, we're just chit-chatting.
No, seriously.
We ain't seen each other since the last show. Actually, we ain't seen each other since.
We don't see each other until the goddamn show. Well, actually, since I left Shut Your Crypt, we had to do the last show remotely. Yeah, even then, I kind of low-key, without really sounding like a fag, I wish I could meet Travi. I feel like I could hug him, make him feel real uncomfortable, yet he won't hopefully swing at me, and it'll be love. Which, by the way, he never hit us back to let us know how that night went, because apparently everyone was having a real mic shift night. And I forget what that thing he was talking about was. We won't put that on blast, you know what I'm saying? We gotta keep Travis' life personal. We're going to bring him back on the show and interrogate him, put him on blast and do whatnot. What were you gonna bring up about hip hop though?
No, I was just gonna say, I guess there's some new albums that have came out. I know you have checked out Schoolboy Q just dropped the Oxymoron. I want to see if you thought about it.
Actually, fucking Oxymoron, and you know what, for some fucking reason it keeps on popping up. I am not playing iTunes, that's what keeps pulling up. I don't know if it's all the torrented shit that I've gotten that
is a motherfucking NSA right now is peeking through your shit, seeing which one of them shits is torrented and not. They're throwing a signal out, and all that torrented shit is popping up saying, oh, this is illegally purchased. Yeah, they building up a catalog, that's what they're doing right now.
All I know, and goddammit, if that's happening, Lord bless it be. I'm gonna sound real ignorant, but Jesus, please get me out of this pickle, for I have surely lubricated and stuck up my asshole, man. But as far as the show goes, man, or as far as the album goes, there's actually a few tracks that I liked. To be honest with you, I was a big, I think it was Habits and Contradictions fan. The next one that came out, I forget what it was called, and I'm really mad that I'm forgetting.
Look it up right
now. Can't believe I'm forgetting. It was one of my. And he actually had a few good tracks. Not a few. It was a dope album. My iTunes really isn't working right now. That's horrible.
Yeah, it must be your internet, because my shit is flying right now.
It can't be my internet, motherfucker, because...
Oh, yeah, I know. I guess we're on the same internet.
Habits and Concentration was the last album. My bad. So I forgot which one was his first album. Either which way, I've been teeing off that motherfucker since whatever the year was. Anyways, on the Oxymoron, one of the dopest tracks, just from the single from Collard Greens down to... he even had an ignorant ass fucking 2 Chainz song that you can't help but fucking crank up and what's the dance that black people do? If I wish I had rhythm so I can do that, I can't do that. Lord, why'd you not give me rhythm so I can do that? Why can't I'm already, you made me fat, why can't I be cool like fat black?
At least have some rhythm.
Please, let my jelly rolls run with the beat, goddamn. Really low. There's a line I think that 50 Cent said, he goes, God made me ugly so God must not love me. And I was like, maybe. Noteworthy tracks, so I'll say that, because you gotta feel it. If you're not a fan, you probably won't like his shit. I mean, you might or might not, hit or miss, to be honest with the way that his style is. Noteworthy tracks though, track 6, Studio, featuring DJ the Chicago Kid. You might remember him on some of the Kendrick Lamar tracks.
Kid is nice.
Nothing of his disappoints. He has a track with Sugar Free, which wasn't my favorite Sugar Free verse, but if you're a fan of Sugar Free, which is a West Coast artist, he says some real outlandish, what the fuck did he just say shit?
Yo, he got that motherfucking album that was called Smell My Finger, and album covers like that. I was like, yeah, he off the chain. He on some pimp shit.
And actually, this song about pimping, and it's funny, my favorite line from him ever, and I hope I don't fuck this up, he said... Woman was fired for he's, you know how he talks all fast, he's a real fast on New York, so I mean, he comes to the West Coast and shit all fast, all quickly. He's like, woman got fired for woman worked at a sperm bank and got fired for drinking on the job. I'm like, who's the shit that can mean? fucking name. She got fired for drinking on the job. But it's I want to say it's half and half a dope record. If you're a fan, it definitely gives you what you've been craving. Okay. If you've been on emo status, you are not going to like this. Okay. Listen to fucking Beck's new album, fucking Morning Face. Really dope. We had to be on some crybaby shit. Like
I'm looking on Hip Hop DX, and they're showing some love. They looks like the, and this is one reason why I really love Hip Hop DX's rating system. They have the Hip Hop DX editor's rating, where the person who does the actual work on Hip Hop DX, they listen to the album, they put their review, and then they have the listeners do their review, and she's a superstar, she's on camera.
That's my mama, y'all. That's my grandmama. Might as well be my mama.
I love Hip Hop DX. How they have the editors listen to it, and then they put their rating on there, and then the people who go to Hip Hop DX, they get to listen to it, and then they put their rating, and then they put both ratings, and so you can see if there's a difference between what the editor thought versus what the public thought. And looking at here, it looks like the editor gave it a 3.5 stars, and looks like the fans voted just under 4, 3.97. So yeah, it looks like he's getting shown some love. And I'm new on Schoolboy Q. I heard the Collard Greens record with Kendrick. I know you played that for me. I did like that record. And Schoolboy, I've been heard him on some shits here and there. He was on Childish Gambino's Royalty, and like I like him. I'm gonna have to check out the album.
Without any disrespect to this motherfucker,
yeah,
he is the with no disrespect, because this doesn't mean anything bad. No disrespect. Yeah. He's the Paul Wall of TDE.
Okay.
He has mad personality.
Yeah.
His ad libs are fucking, they're just so noteworthy that you fucking love him because of that.
Yeah.
And you believe everything he says. So once again, Paul Wall ain't fake. He's real. This is a real chill ass white boy with grills and who actually has a business going on. Like, he ain't a dumb motherfucker. Like, that's what he is.
Yeah.
More personality than he is lyrical content. All that bullshit about all that okay. No. There it is. I'm mashing out of it. Oh my god. Thank you. I appreciate
that real life.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Yo, we just got cake, yo. Mm-hmm. Passing the cake over here. It's that Hispanic hospitality right here. I love this shit right here.
Pastel.
Y'all. There we go, bro.
All this fattening shit. Lord knows I ain't supposed to be eating. Yeah, I do it anyway. It's funny, I put it on Facebook the other day, and I'm so real when I put shit. I may not say, I hope people get the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't have any real friends on there, so that's why my likes be so low, because I'm talking about real shit. No,
yo, like, hey, you got way more likes than me, because I'd be jealous as shit on motherfucking Instagram. I'd be jealous as shit, because like, I'll post some shit on Instagram, I'll really be thinking that shit be cool or funny, and it'd be like 3 likes. I'd be like, okay. This shit be clever.
Let me just tell you something. We both so sad, because some bitch would just show her fucking her new tattoo and get 46 to 100 and something. Now, mind you, to a celebrity who's pulling in thousands, that means nothing, but we're so low on the pole. It's all.
I have a picture. I've been meaning to post it on the fan page. I hope I can find it somewhere on my phone. I kid you not, there's this chick, bad bitch, bad.
Hmm.
She looks like she's black and Asian. I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. Yo, and she posted a picture. I'm assuming that maybe like the phone was in her pocket or something. And it accidentally took a picture and was one of those blank, just black pictures. And she had like 100-something likes on it. And this one dude commented on there, and he was like, you know you a bad bitch when you post a blank picture and you still get over.
God damn, right?
I was like, yo, this is, the thirst is real, yo. Mm. The thirst is real. But I'm going to munch on some more. Lemon meringue.
And you can't do a goddamn thing with that. You see, and you know what's so fucked up? Like now, I don't even though, because I love to talk, because you know, motherfucker, love to talk, right?
Well,
but even then, people don't do that. And even then, so regardless, it leaves you with having to communicate via text, communicate via email, communicate some sort of digital way where you're not speaking verbally. Even then, motherfuckers have a way of taking something and, you know, like I'm gonna put a friend on blast, and he's what's that? Oh, well, I don't think he listens to the show, and he's what you would call, man, like a street nigga. Like, he's real. But you know what really fucked me up? Because even I don't do this. I might text too much. This motherfucker will go and knock on the bitch's door. I'm like, bro, we don't live in that generation anymore.
Yeah.
You can just knock on a bitch's door and say hello. No, you don't do that. You
better send me a Facebook.
You suffer the fucking the rejection of not getting a goddamn response, even though you see that they read it fucking 20 hours ago. Like, fine. No, but anyways, so he's a hardcore type to do all that. Like, that's too old school for me. Shit, if I don't get a fucking text and goodbye, I don't need to waste any more time because I can be stoned right now playing bitch again. But, what was I going to say? No, and then that's the power to screenshot, brother. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You can't talk to no one. You can't text them. For everything you say will be used against you, and you're fucking guilty until proven innocent. That's just how things work.
Welcome to the United States of...
How the fuck are we talking about this? Music.
And actually, yeah, that's the next thing. Another CD that came out. It's funny that we doing all these fucking reviews, or I'm bringing up all these albums. I ain't listening to none of these shit.
Mm.
But I will get to them.
Sure.
Isaiah Rashad, a new kid on TDE, just released a album called Sylvia Demo. And just taking a look once again on Hip Hop DX.
This is an actual album because I got some from Dat Piff, but
okay.
He has an album.
In this joint, Hip Hop DX gave it 4 stars, and it looks like the average rating is 4.5. And like, I've heard a lot about this kid. This is one of the new up and coming. And actually, it goes back to, I forgot who, I think it was Peter Rosenberg who was talking about it. They were talking about Kendrick's impact on hip-hop. Now, and once again, anybody who follows this show knows that we're big fans of Kendrick Lamar, and it goes off of the strength of you finally have a artist that's made it on the mainstream level who's actually saying something. He's not some watered-down bubblegum or fake thug bullshit that everybody else is doing. Like, he's spitting some shit. And Peter from Hot 97 was saying that they feel as if Isaiah Rashad is possibly, he could be the next Kendrick. He could be the next big thing, next big guy who crosses over, and he has something to say. So, yeah, apparently, yeah, they're saying that.
So far, he's humble. Yeah. I can't wait, and Lord, please hope that it don't happen, but I can't wait to see these motherfuckers go Kanye. And I hope that they don't. I pray that they don't. But, I mean, this is that raw talent that just kind of had a little bit too much of the devil's dust.
But, you know, I'm a celebrity sympathizer. I always bring it up. Yo,
you just want to make friends. You just, what it is that you're doing is, because fortune teller told me you're going to be real rich and famous. You're going to have all the hoes, all the bad bitches. Now, what you want to do is once we're buddy-buddy and toe-to-toe, you don't want these motherfuckers to look back and be like, oh, you defend.
Like, wait, I saw episode 7. Mm-hmm. I saw what you was talking about.
And yeah, he's like, yeah, you know episode 6 everyone hate? Because of me, I hated that shit first.
I was the first one to hate on that shit. But yo, and once again, going back to Peter Rosenberg, he had brought it up on one episode, and I'm taking his word for it since he's in the game. Him and Cypher do the same exact thing that we do, except they have access to the celebrities and have access to the big studio, but there's no difference between what Juan Epstein and I'm Black, He's Mexican is doing. We're doing the same thing. Quite frankly, I think we're doing it better, but hey, whatever.
They have the luxury of good resources.
Yeah, they got good resources, and we're making the most out of what we can, but Peter had mentioned on one episode, they were talking about Kanye, and they were talking about just how eclectic he is and how just off the chain he can be at the times. And Peter was saying that he sees that as a sign of genius. And he was like, he could always tell when he first meets an artist if they're a musical genius or if they're just swinging and getting lucky, hitting home runs. And he was like, because the geniuses, he was like, they have real weird personality quirks. He was like, Kanye West, Eminem, Jay-Z. He was like, they don't act like regular people. Like, they just have these weird social quirks about them where their brain works differently, and that's the reason why they're so phenomenal as artists because their brains don't work like everybody else. It's the same thing with them autistic kids who are, like, super mathematicians. Mm-hmm. It's because their brain just works in a different way from everybody else. And so I always, when I see Kanye flip out and do something, I don't get too mad at him because, for one, he was a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. And he grew up, so he picked up feminine tendencies, and that's what it is or whatnot. And then he's a celebrity, and then he's felt like he was a genius from day one, and it took so long for people to recognize his musical genius. It's kind of like a big fuck you. Like, y'all should have peaked this a long time ago. So I sympathize with Kanye. That's just me personally. So
I have no reason to sympathize for him, for he has a bad bitch and a good life. So,
Yo.
As far as...
Yo, and actually... Oh, did you have something else to say about that?
Not that I can remember.
Another thing, though, that is actually funny. Speaking of bad chicks over there in the Kardashian...
She's a quote-unquote bad bitch. I'm not calling her a bad bitch, nor would I... Am I gaga over the motherfucker, but... She is said to be as such.
Yeah, I'm looking you directly in your eye. You a bad bitch.
Hear that? Hear that, little nigger lover? You want this?
I know you like black girls. But what's her name? Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, I the game believe it or not,
been getting it in.
Is that for real?
That's people for real.
This bitch, let me tell you something about Khloe, brother. And this kind of, I want to geek out over her. And she's definitely, she's an all-time favorite dedication, which she'll make the ranks one day.
Yeah.
But I loved her, bro. She actually did it. She was like doing some kind of radio shit to where she kind of was like a, you know what I'm saying, a sex therapist sort of thing. And honestly, who doesn't love talking about sex? Who doesn't love disclosure? Who doesn't love having it? And then working at Frederick's for so long, like that's a part of culture. You know what I'm saying? Fucking naked bitches couture. And anyway, so when I did hear her talk, having her be so open, her being kind of a hefty gal, like I love all of it, even from the good, the bad, and the ugly, like all about it, I love it. And then the fact that, you know, because of the show, and I will say, you know, I hate the whole reality TV shit, but I caught the bug. You know what I'm saying? Now I'll get forced into it, but now when I get forced into it, I don't fight it as much because it's just a necessary evil, and I'm a nosy motherfucker. I want to know what's going on. So when it comes like to, let's say, the whole Lamar and Khloe thing. You know, it was a big deal because, like, me who wants kids and her being one of those that also wants that, it's like, oh, I love it because of this. Yeah. Ooh, we twinsies. We can make kids. It's that crackhead astronaut that didn't give you the good shade. You need the shade of a youngin', that's what you need. I sympathize for her and I love her. And I was seeing some things. I think I follow Game on Instagram and I saw some shit about her being a co-host or something like that. I'm like, what's this bitch doing with the astronaut? What's going on?
And I had first heard the rumor or whatnot, and then I'm World Star is the devil, but fucks with World Star all the time. World Star, and
no, I sing you talk.
They got those Vine compilations. Yeah, I'll be watching, and they showed up. What's up?
This is
called Bill of Power. Actually, I'm
okay. I'm baby, but don't stop talking. Don't stop talking.
Am I saying it right? Is that how you say it? Tecate?
Huh? Am I saying it right? I think it's pronounced Tecate.
Tecate?
No, it's Tecate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I figured that's how Anglo-Saxon would say it. Sir, give me a cerveza, the Tecate
light.
Make sure it has that bird. If it doesn't look beaner as fuck, then it's not him, and I'm not a hipster, this isn't working.
But,
The one exciting thing that happened besides, I guess, Future, a few days on, because we didn't go, I've been on a concert fix. Thanks, brought to you by my good little sister. Ooh, I'm such a broke ass nigga. My baby sister needs a treatment of things. But it's about goddamn time because I was on a leash for a good fucking while anyways. Yeah. So fucking Chad is just coming up, but I just saw my favorite fucking band in the whole wide world. This is going to ruin a lot of private, you know, like the security settings on the internet where they, what's your favorite band? I'm about to tell all of y'all right now. It's Dr. Dog. And
I've heard of Dr. Dog. I've never peeped any of the dog.
To me, obviously, Bieber's the Beatles of this generation, but truly, though, Dr. Dog, to me, it's like the Beatles and who the fuck did Pet Sounds? The Beach Boys.
Oh, okay.
And... yeah, really then. Don't you mean the all-time dystopist melody sort of fucking people? And Dr. Dog is that currently. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I think they come out of Philly or they come out of Baltimore or some shit. From somewhere out east, and I've loved going to go see them out. Like, I've had all their albums, illegally bought and then also bought them. That's how much I love them. I went to Flagstaff. Flagstaff isn't the fucking farthest. It's just the next city. But me, who doesn't like to go too many miles away from my area, which I had to travel. To me, it's a goddamn journey to get to your house when we do the show.
Yeah, I know.
But all the more showing how much I love this thing that it is that, you know, that I'm about to see because of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just got to see them. And like I said, I went all the way to Flagstaff for that shit. That was the thing. Focus on you real fast, please.
I know, and I'm disappointed because Childish Gambino is coming out here to Arizona on March 4th, and I have not purchased any tickets. I'm a little disappointed because anybody who follows me knows that I'm a big Childish Gambino stan. I get down with the Childish Gambino. So, I'm going to miss that one. And, I'm going solo dolo right now real quick, y'all. Popo back in the building. I was going solo dolo. I ran out.
What's that?
No, I was talking about Childish being out here. And
I'm actually not excited to see it.
And that's why I'm saying I'm such a Childish stan, but I keep forgetting about the show. So I'm going to try to, it's probably too late now, but...
Well, supposedly sold out, so now it's just marked up like a motherfucker. That's what stopped my cousins. My cousins, who I'm jealous because they're going to go see, not only did they see Danny Brown when he came early in the month, which would have been a dope show to see. I mean, I never wanted to see a guy's get his dick sucked so bad, dude. I'm like, because I know that's what happens to the Danny Brown show. Like, he's that cool. Bitches are that crazy. The world is that fucked up. He'll get his fucking dick sucked in the middle of a fucking concert, right on stage. Like, God bless them.
God bless
all of them. But yeah, they're gonna see Schoolboy Q this upcoming month.
Yeah.
So I only know that I saw Dr. Dog. I wish I would have went on my own. That way I could have drank, chilled. When I had my sister with me, and even though she's of age, that's what all the more scares me. Because now I know she's going twerking for a nigga, and I'm going to witness that. And you know, and usually when I go to concerts, bro, every time I've taken her to concerts, she's my concert buddy. Because I want to, you know, I want to treat her, want to have her little shirt, whatever the fuck is that. I gotta be like this and be fucking all chest up like a motherfucker because you know. You stay away from, you know, I gotta fucking do like this. We gotta fucking gotta protect her. And it's horrible, man. It's stressful. I need a beer.
And that's why I'm so glad, for one, that my sister is older, 7 years older than me. And I'm so glad I didn't have a daughter. I'm glad I don't have to think about stuff like that. Cause I got like little cousins, but it's kind of like too late. Some of them, unfortunately,
they don't jump the
trails. Going down that hood rat trail, unfortunately. There's nothing you can do about it, but, yeah, it's just kind of fucking crazy. And shouts out to Will Johnson who just hit us up on. Yeah, and just to let you know, anyone who listens to this, if you hit me up on social media while we're doing the show, I'm going to mention you. So you gotta hit.
If you don't mind, but see, but we don't want that stopping people though. Remember, once we had a show going on, we shouted someone out who's on the thing. He's like, and he logged out.
Yeah.
We don't want that. If you don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? Shout it out, then I hope that doesn't take away from you actually showing love. We need, don't you know how like hungry we is? Do you not know how thirsty a motherfucker is? Do you not see us? Goddamn, like don't be rude. You know what I'm saying? Show love. Please, if you would. I think I'm getting all excited. My voice is getting all high pitched.
You know,
I was told by some coworkers I get really red and real passionate.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently I was talking like I was goddamn Martin Luther King and I was fucking doing like this and there's a lot of awkward pauses and I was wiping them out. And I was like,
Hey, that's what it
only happened.
And actually, to bring up something else from the last fucking episode, some more shit is coming out about Mr. Gangstalicious Young Thug himself.
Mm-hmm. He's actually blowing up. Did we do that?
I know we might have helped, but fucking, and now my shit don't want to come up. But yeah, there's more rumors about the whole Young Thug and this whole gay thing. And as the story goes, it says, well, I got a tip from somebody. It was crazy because I had to come to the conclusion that Young Thug was pretty much regarded as the first gay rapper. My sources in his camp are saying that he's not. Apparently, he acts gay because that is the Atlanta way. Apparently, there is some free thinking movement in the A that is all the rage in the gay nation and the straight nation there. So, Young Thug is passing as gay even though he's truly not. So the story is that Young Thug isn't gay, but he's doing that. So, and it's...
You know what upsets me about that?
Huh.
He took my fucking marketing technique. Honestly. That's the same reason I get to call a bitch by saying it, batch.
Yeah.
If I call you a batch, I'm just being selling, you're a batch. It's all right?
Yeah.
Or, I get upset, motherfuckers are catching on. I've seen... You know what actually scared me, too? Because now I'm that person that says, I know his type. Acts like a fag, real spicy, but it'll fuck you right in the wherever you can if you let. Yeah, it's me. And that's horrible. And that's just bipolarness, honestly. And I wanted to say the word bipolar because I'm laughing that apparently, I don't know if it was a. If, you know, because Chris Brown's still going to court over all this bullshit that's been going on.
Yep.
And I just saw a recent little thing where now I guess they're making it official. You know, they're saying that his anger is a result of a disorder known as fucking. Bipolar, it just says it like that, as being fucking bipolar. And isn't that a cop-out for every fucking dumbass toad that fucking acts up?
And it drives me nuts with, you know, I'm a defender of some things with celebrities and rich people, but on the other side of it, it drives me fucking nuts when I see them make up an excuse for the reason why. No, he's just a brat. He grew up, he got rich and famous at too young of an age. He doesn't have a good... fucking foundation to his character, and that's the reason why he's wilding the fuck out. I sympathized, and this is controversial to some people, but I sympathized when he went upside Rihanna's head, because unfortunately a lot of people didn't know that whole story. There was a lot more to that story than just Chris going upside her head. The bitch is bananas. There's a reason why shortly after all that happened, why her record company decided to market her as Bad Girl Riri, because they were afraid that he was going to try to clear his name by being honest about some of her stuff. So they turned it into a marketing thing of a good girl going bad, and they made money off of it. The same thing happened with Britney Spears when they were showing her as this sexy schoolgirl virgin, mm-hmm. and then when she started wilding out, and they were like, oh, we're kind of losing control of her, let's market her as something different so you don't lose that fan base. And it was like, it was so full of shit. So he took a lot of shit that he didn't need to take over that Rihanna thing, but then I can't keep defending the nigga because he keeps getting in goddamn trouble. Just, there's a video on YouTube, it was one of the funniest fucking videos, I think it's College Humor, and it was a video, and it was the agent of Chris Brown, and it was him making fun of, it was a Chris Brown calling into his agent, and it was all the shit that he was doing. It was like Chris Brown was walking down the street, and his dog looked at him the wrong way, so he punched the owner, and then, like, he was at a grocery store, and this woman took the last banana, so he went upside her head, and it was the publicist like, Chris, you can't just keep beating up people for all these, and then, wait, the baby did what? Why did you throw the baby? And it was hilarious, but it's like, that's what it, he's turned into a joke because he can't control his fucking anger. So I can't fully sympathize with the man.
But look at you, how quickly though you defend fucking Kanye West, all because this motherfucker is not a lyrical genius and does any bit of production work. You know what I'm saying?
All you gotta do is spit hot fire, and hot I will fire. Defend
like,
you.
Well, not everybody can be Dylan, son.
Dylan, 500 rappers ever. Dylan, and Dylan, I spit hot fire.
All I know is that when he tried to choke out Wyclef Jean, that was my shit. Yeah. He's one of my all-time favorite. I wish I can blow you because I love you so fucking much, producer / artist. I mean, and I was laughing at some of the rumors, though. I mean, not to bring up back old shit, because it really pissed me off that she played the victim shit. She was on. She didn't want to say nothing, but once it was so many days from her fucking album dropping, here she is bearing the whole fucking tale. Hey, I got to stay a little relevant here. Your mother forgot about me. I'm the bitch that got slapped. You know what I'm saying? I was laughing at how, you know, obviously, all publicity. What's that saying?
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
So in that whole...
Shout out to 50 Cent.
Yeah. And so his whole thing of, you know, her taking advantage of that, cool. But I started laughing at how, and part of it was saying that she kind of went crazy. And let's say she is the Illuminati queen or princesses, the royal whore that they fucking give to every motherfucker. And everyone who joins to give their soul has to fuck her raw and fucking have all these herpes on their dick. Like, if she really is that, then I could imagine that she's shown her fucking horns. Chris freaks the fuck out, smack the bitch. Actually, one of my favorite lines. I want to say this, and I fucking love this line, and please believe it, I only beat women if it's needed.
only
if it's needed. And he, fucking, what's his name? Schoolboy Q said, in the most raspiest way possible, he was like, he's like, I don't trust a hoe, I'll sock a bitch. I'm like, ooh, I love that line. That's one of my favorite lines, like, in the whole wide world. I don't trust a hoe, I'll sock a bitch. Or was it, or I don't trust a bitch, I'll sock a hoe? It was one of the other. Either way, he made it rhyme, it sounded good. And that's what happened. That's what happened to Rihanna, everybody. So don't sympathize over her. But then again, there are some dumb hoes that really put up with it and they get all sort of nonsense. But anyways, I thought it was funny if they're trying to cop out though with the fucking bipolar disorder. Like, really?
Yeah, I know. And that's a big fucking cop out. And it's just like the whole affluenza shit with that kid who was 16 or 17 and he was driving drunk and he killed his friend and some other people in the car accident, and then he got diagnosed with affluenza, and they were saying that what it is that he's so rich and privileged that he doesn't understand getting punished, so it makes no sense to put him in jail because he's been rich for so. It was the dumbest fucking thing, and it's that whole cop out of, if you're rich and famous, they'll make up a disease for you. No, don't throw him in jail. He's suffering from this. So it's just, it is what it is, man.
And you know what's, and what's funny is that we're being so distracted and so off put by this. And you know about the crisis happening in fucking, was it Ukraine? And you know what I'm saying? They're not only with their kind of with their sides with Russia and all the stuff that's going on over there, but also, I mean, they're kind of doing, I don't want to say it's not no sort of genocide shit, it's over some diplomatic bullshit, but motherfuckers are getting killed, yo.
Yeah.
And then there's Egypt who wants to get so much money. It's all, you know, it all ties into the UN, and we all have to work together, and we all have to know about each other's shit so you can say, hey, look how fucked up is happening over here. Oh, you don't want to help? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, which you kind of have to do. It's kind of like people that go to the church and ask for money. I mean, you need to show the hurt, and if you don't give a fuck with it, all right. We did what we can to try to get your attention about this.
And that actually is a good intro segue because it's going on in Ukraine and it's going on in Venezuela right now. Both of the places are kind of burning down.
Got a little spit trip in Venezuela.
Yeah, shit is fucking wild, and a lot of it comes down to, and it's always, and I can always tell as an American when something is happening in the other part of the world, because America does this Jedi mind trick on the fucking entertainment. They'll just start focusing on one thing, be it race or gay marriage, and they just keep focusing on it. I'm like, what is going on? Something's going on in another part of, and it's like, oh, that country over there, the people are revolting and burning the place down. Oh, that's the reason why we're focusing on all these new fucking rules. It's such a fucking Jedi mind trick, and America is so fucking fantastic. So when the gay, that new gay law
came, the SB 1062, God damn it.
Something is going on. And then I hopped on some social media and I follow Cat Stats on Instagram.
That's my baby.
And she doesn't look good anymore.
She doesn't. And I hate to even throw this fucking reference in now. My current supervisor.
Yeah.
She's so, and for some reason, girls in my work, they're so nigga hungry, it's ridiculous. But this bitch, it reminds me of the early Cat Stacks. Even in the twang that she talks all annoying like, sounds just like her. And you know what? To me, it's fucking god-awful sexy.
Yo.
Why it's like when a bitch sounds ignorant but speaks fucking poetically?
Fucking Cat Stacks, when all that shit first started going down, I was in love with Cat Stacks. You couldn't tell me anything about Cat Stacks. And I was one of the first people to admit when all them rappers and Soulja Boy and all them was getting caught up, if I was in the game, I would have got caught up with Cat Stacks too. I wanted to know what that kryptonite between her vagina was, because it, like, god damn, she was getting niggas caught up left and right. Mm-hmm. I was like, that head game or something must be wild.
Is there any video of her fucking?
I've looked, and I have come up empty-handed.
Bitch, what's your secret?
What's your secret? But, yo, she fucking, I follow her on Instagram, and she's not cute anymore. I'll go ahead and I'll load this up. But yeah, in Venezuela, I don't know what exactly is going on. This is going to be the worst case of newscasting right now, even worse than Fox News, because we're about to talk about some shit I've seen in my peripheral. I haven't even looked into the shit, but I know shit is going down. But yeah, I know there are a bunch of growing middle class revolts going on out in Venezuela. In the Ukraine, they've been burning fucking shit up, and it's just, it's crazy. And it we are in an interesting error right now, and for anyone who, we're in a spiritual awakening right now, and you could take it one way or another. The direction I take it in, and I've mentioned it before, is going into the procession of the equinoxes, and you go into different, just like how we're born under different zodiac signs, there are different astrological ages that the world goes through. There's this whole gravitational pull between the moon and between the sun that makes the earth wobble in a certain way, where it has this wobble that takes like just under 26,000 years to wobble. And as it does this wobble, the North Pole is pointing at a different constellation. And so like every 2,100 years is pointing at a different constellation. And we have been in the age of Pisces for the past 2,000 years. And what is interesting, we kind of brought that up after the last show with Trav, we kind of talked about it off air. But what is interesting, when you follow the Bible and the story of Jesus, there's a lot of references to fish, and there's a lot of fishermen this and fish, and he fed a bunch of people with fish, and then you have the whole Ithacus fish that you have on the back of cars and trucks and all that. It's the Jesus fish and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's all these references to fish, and it's interesting because the life of Jesus happened during the age of Pisces.
I fucking wonder because isn't that March and April or something like that? I think April, God was, he was born with April. What the fuck is a Pisces?
Because a Pisces, and I should know because my youngest son is a Pisces. I don't know the exact.
Oh, God, no way he doesn't.
I don't know the exact range but basically, yeah, so during that last 2,100 years or whatever, we were in the age of Pisces, and that's when Christianity blew up, and, you know, and there's, once again, a lot of fish references. But what is interesting is, I don't know the exact year, but we started moving into Aquarius. And Aquarius, and we're in the age of Aquarius, and it's interesting that we're going through kind of a spiritual enlightenment now, and a lot of people around the world are waking up, and they're going in a different direction, if you will. They're going against the old way of thinking, and they're going into a new direction. And it's just interesting, if you research the if you research these ages or whatever, it's just a lot of similarities. If you go back to before the age of Pisces, you had the age of Aries. And in the age of Aries, it's interesting, that was around when Abraham was around. And that's when Moses was around. And there was a lot of stuff with the ram's horn. The Jewish religion started during that time, and they blow that ram's horn or whatever. Then if you go to the age before that, it was the age of Taurus, and that's when the Egyptians were running stuff, and the Egyptians, they worshiped the bull, the apis bull, and all that. And you can keep going back, and it's real weird. If you go back to the age of Leo, the age of Leo is, Leo is a fire sign. That's when the last ice age ended, and that's also when the Sphinx got made, and the Sphinx is a lion's body with a man's head. There's something to it, but, and that's the reason why I'm not surprised that you're getting such a,
in the reference to in the ending of the ages, there's going to be certain beasts that are going to be there. I forget how that whole shit ties in.
And that's one of the things, and not to cut you off, but that was one of the things with the book of, you have brought that up. I get geeked about this nerdism stuff. But that was one of the things that has been brought up about the book of Revelation in the Bible, is that people took it literal, but it wasn't supposed to be literal. They were talking about, he's talking about the end of an age. And at the end of this age, the end of this aeon, we go into a new age. And a lot of people just like the similar thing with the Mayan calendar, and oh, it's going to be the end of the world. And oh, see, the world didn't end. Those Mayans didn't know what they were talking about. No, they're not talking about the end of the world as in people are going to die. It's the end of one way of thinking, and people are going to awaken and move into a new way. Now, does that mean that the previous ways of thinking were incorrect? Not necessarily. It just means that in the current state that we are, we got to think this certain way, and then you evolve, grow as the person. And it's just like teaching a kid, you know, about Santa Claus and all that, or if you have a kid that goes through school and, you know, you can't teach a fucking kindergartner algebra. Like, you gotta start, you know, with 1 + 1, and then you gotta move into multiplication and division, and you gotta go through all that before they could reach fucking calculus. And so it's kind of like you grow as a spiritual being, if you will, and that's where it seems like we're going. And that's the reason why, and I think a lot of people are taking it the wrong way, but that's the reason why you have a lot of this atheist movement, if you were, this anti-Christian movement. I think it's because we're moving into a new age, and I wouldn't be surprised within the next 100 years there's a new religion. I would not be surprised at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that kind of, that's blending into what we kind of are right now, this whole we're all one sort of thing. That's kind of something different too, because we apparently had very strict sides, you know, before. So I mean, it's how the hell do you get that much smoke out of that motherfucker?
Oh, I hits it.
Motherfucker, I hits it, and no one has stronger lungs than me.
Oh, and real quick, our Philadelphia correspondent, I said procession, but procession of the Equinoxes. So
is he? Wow, he's really jumping on me for that one. That's our dude, though. That's our dude.
Wobble. Oh, well, that's what I meant. Wobble, recession, the equal not test, wobble.
I know, but
I was trying to break it down on very small levels so I can enlighten the folks and bring them up.
Let these peons understand what we're talking about. But I, you know what? No, I think we definitely are in this spiritual awakening sort of thing. Yeah. I mean, we're also discovering more shit. There's even recently, I saw this article, there's signs of water on a Martian meteorite. How the fuck we find water that's with on the motherfucker that's going so far this way, you know, so many light years or whatever. Like,
I got a conspiracy theory about Mars. My theory.
What's that?
My honest theory, and I think there's some evidence to it, and it doesn't take away from religion. It doesn't take away from God. It doesn't take away from science. It doesn't take away from anything. But there's a lot of evidence that shows that Mars has a lot of it. There was a recent study that showed that there used to be.
Is that where the devil's hiding?
Well, no. There's evidence that Mars used to be covered. 2/3 of it used to be covered in water, similar to how Earth is. There's evidence of how their atmosphere just kind of broke down kind of real quick, similar to like if we were to have a real bad nuclear winter here and our atmosphere gave up. There's a lot of evidence too that there could have been life on Mars, and then it could have
fuck itself.
Yeah, something could have happened, and there is a lot of evidence that life could have possibly within our solar system started on Mars and traveled over to Earth. And there was this one study, and it got a little bit too scientific, so the layman side of it kind of made sense. But it's something like every 12 months, the speed of computers doubles. And if you, it's a mathematical equation to it, and if you scale that mathematical equation backwards, it goes down to within months of when the first computer got created. And if you do the same thing with the evolution of man and people and all that, the timeline goes back way before life could have been inhabited on Earth, but it goes back to when life could have been inhabited on Mars. There's a strong possibility that there could have been life on Mars, and it, we could be, by definition, Martians, and something could have happened, and the germs and the water or whatever could have spread over here to Earth, and then we could be the remnants of Mars. And to each his own. Different people have different beliefs and different things, but there's scientific evidence that that could be possible. And once again, it doesn't take away from the theory of God.
Yeah. Actually, one thing that's funny, and one of my biggest things, and I hate the story being retold so many times, but just, I guess, as a commercial shout-out, because that could be Illuminati run, too. They're doing a Noah, a new version of Noah, which you can think it looks really retarded or looks neat because now we have fucking good graphics to go with it. But ultimately, though, see? Trying to show off, trying to make me feel all shitty. Motherfucker, I smoke daily. Okay, I smoke like a bitch from the Bronx who has 12 cats and her name is Johnny. You know what I mean? But, whatchamacallit? What's he saying? No,
yeah.
I mean, really, theoretically, I mean, God can flush us the fuck out if he wants to and leave a few survivors. I mean, if he wanted to, he can go all the knock on us, beam us up on the fucking special little spaceship.
Yeah.
And, you know, just flood the whole world. But because, you know, he has contempt and he has, you know, pity or whatever the hell, how it goes in the stories. I mean, there's the survivors are the ones that just, they're strong enough to live, you know, just like certain bacteria. They can live, you know, when you wash your shit, you have to fucking do some third degree burns, some boiling temperatures in order to kill every single one. So, so you imagine the things that survive the hottest temperatures.
The strong survive.
So it must be even strong anyways. So
I got a theory for that later on.
Okay. Well, let's go. See how we just come up with shit right out of our ass.
I know. This is how you ad-lib a show. There's no notes. This is straight off the cuff. We freestyling
It took us long enough to get to this point.
I know. We figured some shit to talk about.
Because it was weird. You just met the family and, you know, we never really done that before. So it's just, shit is too live. You know what I'm saying? My crackhead mama came out. She showed her. I'm like, hide her. Don't let her be seen. She's one in three states and counties. But seriously, fuck that bitch. But back in the show, though, like I said, God's gonna flush us out, you know, however which way, and however which way that he does it. And I feel like maybe that's what would happen. We probably run Mars into the ground. We don't have so many fleshes. There is a point, and it is in Genesis, where it talks about the towers of Babel, where we reach the stars in the sky. So, I mean, so we probably, like, you know, I'm gonna sound real geeky, but like Mario Galaxy, we can jump to fucking world to world to world, probably use it way the fuck up. This is just the beginning of the evil that we can see.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just happened to come here. We got flooded, started over. Fucking, you know, we're so much levels beneath the sea now than we were since back in the day. I mean, there's just all the evidence is that we just really don't piece all this shit together because they come from different theologies. I mean, there's so many things to gravitate towards, but we can't pull them all together because they come from all these different things. Like, why can't we just make the sample plate, eat out the goddamn sample plate, and enjoy all that in which that we're able to sample?
Well, we can't, because we as the human race, we want more. And that's that whole thing of you get something new and, oh, I got this shiny new toy. This is so wonderful. And 2 weeks from now, it's fuck that toy. I need another toy.
And similar to bitches and hoes.
But, going to the Mars thing too, another thing that was interesting in me being the nerd I am, there's a YouTube guy I follow called Nerd Writer, and he had this very interesting video, and shouts out to WorldStar. There's some minute good in WorldStar every once in a while, but there was a viral video that came on WorldStar one day, and it was called Element.
What? Now I can fucking hear you.
Oh, now you can hear me? Oh, I don't know what that was, man.
It's all good. I pressed mute.
Oh. And, make sure I can still
I'm fucking with you. No. Everything's good. Everything is good. I, like an idiot, had you on mute this whole time. I didn't realize I had you on mute this whole time. Let marijuana control and ruin my life. And I didn't, you know, we're good. Keep going.
But, no, he had this video called Element 92, and it was real interesting. He was talking about how a lot of people wonder why we haven't found life in the universe just yet or whatnot. And it, I forgot who saying it is, but I forgot the dude's name, but there's a saying that when it comes to life in the universe, there's two possibilities. One, there is life out there, or two, there is no life out there, and both are just as disturbing. And that's real talk. If there's something else out there, that's horrifying to think. And if there's nothing out there, that's just as horrifying to think about. Then if we're the only thing, like, that either side of that coin is fucking disturbing. But the guy was breaking it down how when you grow as a species, you eventually come across the periodic table of elements. And as you go through the periodic table of elements, you eventually come across uranium. And once you start fucking around and getting even more deep, you learn how to enrich that uranium. And when you enrich that uranium, that's when you learn how to make a nuclear bomb. And the nuclear bomb is the first weapon you come across that's so fucking powerful, it could destroy the fucking planet that you live on. And so the guy was breaking it down. He was like, what if that's kind of like a fork in the road for species, where you reach this fork in the road where now we have this massive power source. Are we going to do good with it, or are we going to do bad with it? And maybe that's the reason why we haven't found life out there, is because maybe every time a species out there of intelligence come across this fucking nuclear weapon, we blow each other the fuck up. And then what if once we finally get to a point where we can search the stars and all that, we might find a bunch of planets out there that's been blown up from nuclear war. Shit, yeah. Look what's going on now.
Yeah,
it's a possibility.
Honestly, I'm wondering, because not to say that every single thing that comes out in the, you know, on movies becomes true, but there's a good, we're starting to catch a repetition of things, you know, whether it be from fucking be back in the future, they had face cameras to, you know, others that had touch screens.
Fucking Star Trek had the first iPad. They had the little pad that they were doing to communicate. We got iPads now.
One of the things that I'm waiting for, and they were saying, well, I guess it kind of happens with this whole interracial thing. I can't wait for there to be interspecies, because you know that's gonna happen. And I think that's what gives the gay. I mean, that's the only thing that honestly I think gives the gays any sort of relevance in the world, because you ain't no different from no one else. You both cheat and you fuck like anyone else. You both love and you the creator don't create it like anyone else. Because I've seen some dykes take a meme dick, and I ain't gonna say how I seen it, but I done seen it, and they make babies.
Yeah.
But I mean, God bless it. So regardless, the world keeps going. I'm so wondering, like, when are we going to interact with other places? When is that whole thing to where, you know, there's a motherfucker with an ass for a head, and, you know what I'm saying, and a bad bitch that comes from a strictly African planet, like, you know, I want to see this. Show me an Amazon queen, please, and I won't be so obsessed with the white bitch. But I'm waiting for that, because they said supposedly that the only thing that's a problem with the whole like transportation thing when you beam somebody up is the fact that molecules may not be put properly together, where my nose might be where my fucking asshole should be at.
And that's one of the reasons why, me personally, I believe the possibility of life being out there is, it's only logical. If the universe is as big as it is, it's only logical there's something else out there. But the one thing I've always had a problem with is the whole ability of traveling back and forth. Now, once again, you know, technology is a motherfucker. The fact that I can pick up this phone right now and I could instantly communicate with someone on the other side of the planet is a mind fuck. And if you would have told me 20 years ago you'll be able to talk to someone instantly through vaults across the world, I would have been like, that's fucking silly. But just with the science that I know of, I find it hard to believe in traveling back and forth between universes and all that, because time, I don't know what the exact phrase of it, but like, what time is here isn't what time is everywhere, and what gravity is here isn't what gravity is everywhere. Like, to travel from one fucking planet to another one, let alone from one galaxy to one universe to one, so on and so forth, it gets so fucking difficult that there's a strong possibility it could be tons of fucking life out there, but the shit is designed in a way where we can't fucking reach one another because it's just so many obstacles. That's the whole thing with them sending life to Mars, and by 2020 they're supposed to send life to Mars or something like that, and the whole thing breaks down that they're supposed to be training the people for like 10 years before they can finally send them out there, because it's going to be so difficult. Go ahead, pass that. And they're having to train the people for 10 years before they send them out there to this other planet, because it's so difficult for them. It's going to be like a 9-month trip just to get to Mars. And so just to get our flesh gelatin bodies, you know, there, and just to think to then travel outside of the universe and it's crazy or whatnot. So I strongly believe there's life out there, but I'm not too sure of how easy it will ever be for us to communicate with one another. We may be able to send some signals back and forth, but to physically reach one another, again, like you said, going back to the whole teleporting thing, you could break the molecules down. There's no guarantee you could bring the molecules back. Or what if you bring the molecules back, but the consciousness doesn't travel? Like, there's so much to it, but, I mean, who knows?
And this is kind of where it goes down. So you can corporate copy, you can, AI can be fucking and fucking impeccable, but fucking you can't really replicate the soul. I don't know. Maybe you can. We haven't figured out. We're giving little bitty pieces. I mean, we're not meant to fucking tower over and crash yet, you know? So we gotta suffer for a good little while first.
Yeah.
But that might be a little too much. Talk about some happier things. Actually, you know what? Speaking of crumbling,
go ahead.
I'm laughing because I was looking at some article, and it was so funny because I got that email. We could send me emails, and usually when we have those little dates.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, we'll see next movie.
And I know it's stupid. Just slightly dropped.
Really? As soon as you're talking about Jesus, we dropped. Ain't that a motherfucker?
Oh, wait, you back.
I can hear you coming back now. Ain't this a motherfucker? Think about Jesus. We're going to cut you off real fast.
That's the NSA.
Talk about anal sex and fucking prostitution. All you want to permit the devil's work. But you
do not bring up the Illuminati or Jesus. We will shut it down.
That's horrible. All right, so let's promote some worldly shit, okay?
Go ahead.
And really, this is kind of where I get really upset that a motherfucker don't got no kids. Because honestly, what we've been wanting to see, like a motherfucker, the Lego movie. And I had no one to see. Yeah, I haven't had
no one. Even if I gotta go by myself, I'm going.
Yo, wasn't fucking it. We should have been watching this shit dumping out for such a long time. And,
I didn't think it's out. I forgot.
Brother. And, oh my God, what were we saying? Yeah, so I wanted to see that.
It's an NSA brochure.
Yeah. Well, I also want to talk a little bit about the Lego movie, how badly it won't see. And if I had a kid, it'd be the perfect excuse because a little motherfucker would want to see it, so we gotta go. And then it just me being a creep with the big old beard sitting in the background, breathing all heavily because I got a lot of butter in my popcorn, and I'm really interested, and I don't want to stop to chew.
Yeah.
But I guess the movie that just came out was, I think it was called Nonstop, which I don't know if you've seen the previous style, when motherfucker stuck in a plane.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, motherfucker's been in there for a bit. Jack, he's finally getting good. I mean, he's been doing it for a minute. But I guess that, and I guess there's a movie called Son of God. Apparently there's a new Jesus movie, no fucking sort of marketing for it. You really don't need to market for it, I guess. I mean, you see one Jesus movie, you've seen them all, but apparently this is a little bit more happier. Not as depressing as the last one. Anyways, yeah. I'm laughing because we get the same email from this place, and she sends me a screenshot of the email as if I don't fucking get that same email. She says nonstop, and I take a snapshot of it. I'm like, oh fuck Jesus, huh? And you know what I'm saying, like, because we kind of do that, kind of like make fun of each other. One or the other. Oh, I guess fuck Jesus, you know, because meaning, like if you ignore me, let's say we're all talking, like I have a habit of being, oh fuck me, I guess, right? Fuck me.
We're
ignoring me.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Yeah. See, that's, I said fuck Jesus. Huh? But apparently those are coming out, and they're gonna apparently we do predictions for everything, and they're just saying that that's gonna obviously trump. And I would like to see that the Jesus movie makes money, but I mean, will it really? Like, I literally just heard about it this week. I'm like,
I know the Passion of Christ movie. I couldn't watch it. I got so far into it. It was it's kind of like Saw to me, like the hardcore, gory, the, what is it?
Some gore, smut?
Horror porn? Is that what they call it?
The B-grade shit? I don't know. Smut is what they call it.
Like I like Saw, but a lot of people don't like it because Saw is just one of those gory to be gory kind of things.
Just more hardcore shit than that, but yeah, I feel what you're saying.
But yeah, from a mainstream level or whatever, but that was the thing with like the Jesus beating scene. Like, I get they wanted to put the point through, but I couldn't watch it.
And I don't like seeing people suffer, but it's like, okay, they weren't playing. He really did die. And apparently you gotta be blessed. I don't fucking know. Yeah, anyway, it's hardcore. This shows the happier signs. Everybody wants to have Buddy Jesus. What the hell is that?
That is Cat's Fact.
Aw, put a seat there.
Shouts out to Will Johnson, who's currently listening. I'm gonna put this picture up to the camera so everyone can see what Cat's Fact now looks like. And we try to get that in there.
She used to be so much more pretty, though, folks.
Yo,
like,
Jill,
really?
Jail beat her up, yo.
Jail made her look like more of a junkie than I imagined she was before. I've never really actually seen her. The only reason I seen her, bro, because that you figure with as much as we know about her, send me a screen. She really is. She is a goddess. Honestly, any white woman to me is a goddess. But
she'll get mad about that because she's Venezuelan.
Yeah, well, she means she's good because she connects to my fucking my spick roots, babe. And we know she talk niggas hell. She actually sounds like she's like a Creole from fucking the East Coast. Yeah. She said, I think she said something about being part Creole. She's all this type of shit. She a goddamn mutt.
Yeah, she's a mutt.
That's and I would love to make an honest woman out of her, let me tell you.
Another shout out to Will Johnson. He said he's waiting on that Minority Report Power Glove computer. Real talk. Mm-hmm. Big man. And yo, and the crazy thing that... you can tell when I get geeky. I get geeky. Yo, the thing that really like resonated with me with Minority Report was that I think it was Steven Spielberg that put that movie together, if I'm not mistaken. But he wanted to make a futuristic cop movie, but he wanted to make it, you know, as futuristic and as realistic as possible. So what he did was not just come up with this fantasy story and, you know, put his name with it. He went out to, like, the scientists and all the people and were like, basically, we're trying to make a 2040, 2050 movie with the direction of technology. Can you guide me in what direction? he was like, if you can guide me.
Yeah, we cut his hair.
What's up?
Keep going now.
He was like, if you can guide me in what direction the things we'll be able to do by 2040, 2050. So for anybody who saw that movie, minus the aliens who could see precog and all that, minus all that, all the technology you've seen on that, the people who put together technology, that's where they're predicting that we're going to be able to go by then. So it wasn't just like a Star Trek where they were just making stuff up. No, this is the direction that they see us going. So that power glove might be coming real soon. You can do your whole thing. The movie, though, that I saw back in the day that I want this bad boy to come up, and this is actually a good segue to the next thing that was going to come up pretty soon, was did you ever see a movie called Strange Days? Wasn't that popular, so if you didn't see it,
Wait, don't say nothing. With Morrison with
I know
the fuckers from the Doors.
I know Angela Bassett was in it. I don't know who the white dude was.
Was it about a music or a musician, a band?
No, it wasn't about, it was about a future, dystopic future or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, there was this whole thing where in the future you could take this, kind of like a recording device, and you should put this thing. Oh, is that my?
It's Ben.
I know I'm slacking on my pimping. I'm slacking.
I'm sorry. I don't want that to detour from the thing. Take a quick intermission break for the curing of all evils and also the accessory and advocate of it, alcohol.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Light though.
It's,
you know,
light.
It's light. No big deal. But for motherfuckers that don't drink too often,
yeah, you can feel it. But fucking, there was this thing that they had where you could put this thing on your head. What's
that? I'm saying I'm just trying to give shouts out to Beaners. Beaners work strong. Beaner beer works strong.
You could put this thing on your head and read your neurons, and then so like you could have sets and it records the sets, and then so at any moment you could throw this thing back on and you could feel the sets and everything exactly how it felt at that moment. And it was like
that would make me stop wanting to hunt a bitch, like honestly.
Yeah, exactly. You can record it and all that. But it's just those future technologies, and that actually is a perfect segue because I saw this and it tripped me out. And actually, anybody out there, you can type this into your web browser too. Check out friction.me. That's F-R-I, X is an X-ray, I-O-N.me. This is a new kind of social network platform.
Say that again. What is it called?
Friction.me. As in X-ray, I-O-N dot me.
I'm just scared to look it up and motherfuckers.
Oh, no. It shouldn't be nothing crazy popping up. But this thing is this new technology that's coming out. Go ahead and you can hit play and check out the little video or whatnot. And I'm actually hit play. It should be. I don't know if it's going to play in here. But this thing says that basically you can make contact and be present with this friction thing. And basically what it is that it's encouraged for, and Popo's going to come over here so you can check this out. So it says that you can touch and be touched. And it's kind of creepy that you're standing on my shoulders and talking like that. I'm fucking with you. But basically, it says unique suppression on most advanced peripherals is for any type of general. So yeah, you set this thing up, and so like one person could be using like a fleshlight, getting it in, and then the person on the other end, they could feel the actual movement. And so there's some type of response. You could use it with the mouse. So like if you're rubbing the clip, you could use the mouse, and as you're moving it, the toy on the other end is physically moving and touching. And yeah, look at this. And this is crazy. It's a social media thing that they're doing. So you can sign up, and yeah, there's some.
I could be fucking you, and we really don't have to exchange juices. No.
Yes, and watch. They're going to show a video in a second. They're showing how the internet, how the thing works. And then they're talking about it's an open platform, so anybody can add and develop and
we
all that.
You can all just get in orgies, and it'll fucking be all right.
Orgies all around. And this is the friction revolution. And yeah, start showing the videos. Look at this. I'm going to feel so weird if your grandmother comes out and says, what are they looking at?
Mijo.
Mijo, what is that, mijo?
Oh, God.
Look at this.
Is that music coming from this video?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's coming from the speakers. Yeah, and so on the other end...
So there's dubstep to this fucking universe, isn't
it? Yes.
Well,
you need dubstep with it. And yeah, so as he's doing this on this end, you could feel it on that end. Yeah, this is crazy. And so it's some new social media thing. And so I guess similar to Facebook, you can meet up and y'all could have sex over the internet without worrying about getting an STD.
What's so funny is there's so many bitches that, that think want me on Instagram that I tell myself they want me. We could finally do this and I don't have to spend $1,000 on a plane ticket,
girl,
you know, and we don't have to have this awkward conversation. Of,
you could double me up on the first night and not feel bad about it. Yeah,
but then
so,
again, I don't want that part to come to me. We do have to send each other molds. Actually, it's so funny. and I hope she's not listening.
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin the surprise. Well, actually, no, I kind of said it already before, but a buddy of mine who is in this long-distance relationship, he's sending, and we talked about it actually when Skip's on the show, he's sending her a mold of his Johnson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward because I kind of had to assist, no pressure, because you only got so much time to fucking do it. And I said, boy, had to lend a hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to speak, so, but yeah, that's dangerously crazy. And honestly, I mean, I guess that would be the next logical step in doing that because what was it, the Fifth Element or the one with, I don't know if it was Judge Dredd, it was the one with Sandra Bullock's old ass and fucking Stallone. They're about
Judge
to fuck
Dredd.
Judge Dredd, maybe. Supposedly there's this other one that I'm totally forgetting that gets mistaken for Judge Dredd, but it's apparently the same fucking movie, same fucking character, same fucking cast, different thing. Anyways, but it was like a thing to where you kind of put, I don't know, you pretty much put some shit towards your brain and you can just feel the stimulation.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the actual logical, this is how you do that.
Now, that brings up the psychological question. You come home one night, and your girl is getting piped down by some dude over the internet. They're not having any physical contact. There's really no difference from her watching porn on using a dildo. Is she cheating on you? That's the question now.
I think so.
So I guess that means that the cheating is the human interaction. Like if you're jerking off or... Yeah. Just like that, we back, y'all. I don't know what happened, but one thing because the NSA didn't like that shit that we was talking. Mm-hmm. All that Illuminati shit we was talking.
No Jesus.
All that Jesus talk. All that life on other planets talk. We gotta shut the fuck down.
Yeah, we're telling you to that what we're saying is just theory.
This is alleged.
Yeah, this is allegedness, and what we say should not be taken as factual. However, no matter the evidence, don't believe us.
So,
be wary of all that you hear.
I don't even know what the fuck happened, but yeah, we got shut the fuck down. The audio went out. We tried to reboot the shit. It wouldn't let us back into the motherfucking program. So I'm sending these new links out, motherfucking Hood Dreamer 2, and I see those. I'm gonna pass it back. Wait, turn that shit back on.
Hmm?
Turn that shit back on. And motherfucking Halo.
Oh, okay. I was trying to bring my crown.
Oh, shit. The king. The king. Papa finally starts fucking around with Google Hangouts. Like the eighth show we did, now he fucking with the shit. You keep that shit on for the rest of the show. That shit is fresh.
I don't know if I should, you know what I'm saying, show up, let the thing, no, it's too much. Okay. We'll just keep it up like
that. Let them breathe, yo.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't get a diet cut for nothing. I wanted to show the shit.
Yeah, show it all. fucking, I don't even know where we left off. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Well, I said, because there's some things that we can't speak of, you know what I'm saying?
I guess so, we'll leave those topics alone.
Yeah, so, but if you did like anything, if you want to hear of something and you want us to try to talk out of it, out of sight of the sphere, we definitely would probably wouldn't want to touch bases. Would we not? Do we not want to get into YouTube rambles or maybe some kind of some Tumblr back and forth?
Or something.
Or something like that. So yeah, please shout us out and we'll speak more shit.
But
Travis talking shit to me.
He's like, fuck y'all at.
He's like, you ain't no angel.
I know. Shouts out to the listeners. Shouts out to who we know is listening. Shouts out to the Big Homie Traveler. Shouts out to Black Dog Will Johnson. Shouts out to Stella, Ella. Hey, we see y'all out there. We appreciate the love and all that. Popo trying to get away from that crown. Because you know the king's head will be cut off. What's the... Do you know that song?
All the kings... Something in all the kings,
man. Actually, fuck it. NSA shut us down once. What's they going to do? Shut us down again? Fucking Jay-Z, every king gets his head cut off, I'm finding this song, yo, most kings, there we go, there's this record, getting back into some old fuckery, going back to Kanye West, and the whole, when his mom's passed away.
Before he went crazy and did fucking heartbreaks.
Yeah.
808s and heartbreaks.
There's a lot of conspiracy to that. And one of the things that's interesting is that after the whole Kanye thing happened, the very next, after the 808s and heartbreaks joint got done, he came out with his next album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And one thing that was interesting with that is he had a bunch of different album covers for it. And one of the album covers that he used is, it was a picture of him with his head cut off. And now, anybody who's watched the Power video by Kanye, I know a lot of people I talked to said that the video was stupid because it was only a minute and 30-something seconds. It was one still shot, a whole bunch of shit flying around and all that. There was a lot of symbolism with it. And one thing that was interesting is that Jay-Z, around the same time that Kanye came out with that song, Power, No One Man Should Have This Much Power, Jay-Z had dropped a song called Most Kings Get Their Head Cut Off. And it was just kind of interesting. It was supposed to be a play off of a Basquiat painting of a king getting his head cut off and all that, but just the timing of Jay-Z releasing that song and the so-called indoctrinating of Kanye into the Illuminati and the whole pictures of him, his head getting cut off and him making songs about no man should have this much power, it's
it was one of my favorite tracks.
Interesting. And actually, I'm going to call you out on that you still haven't listened to Jupiter, have you?
I will say this, though. No. I got on Dropbox. Dropbox is an awesome ass application, by the way. So I have them downloaded. And, dude, our fucking in-house DJ sent me a rough copy. And I don't know what his name is going to be. We'll call him DJ Gilly. He sent me a rough cut of one of the mixes because we have a workout mix coming out. And I haven't heard that motherfucker. And please forgive me, dude. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear it. I want to hear it when I'm in a position for like workout mix. I don't want to hear it at fucking nighttime when I get the goddamn thing after begging for fucking hours. Get it at fucking midnight. I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't help that I've been a lazy bastard. I've been doing my cardio, so my damn bad. But then it's a work thing, and
I'm just fucking with you. And but, that's the reason why I didn't go fully too deep into what I was just bringing up, because anybody who's checked out Jupiter knows where that story is going. There's a lot of information to that. But we back, y'all, and I know we had a good flow going. We were just shooting from the hip and we was just killing it. Now I don't know what to talk. I did have one other thing though was gonna bring up that I thought was rather fucking hilarious. And I won't play any audio because apparently that fucked us up the last time. But I came across something.
Mm.
I don't quite know what exactly it is yet. Now, anybody out there can Google this. I want y'all to look up a new up-and-coming artist, I guess if you will, that goes by the name of Bunny Clinton.
White bitch?
It's a white chick.
Ooh.
And she has a song called Just Go. and it went viral. It was on YouTube, or it was on WorldStar. That's where I saw it. Mm-hmm. And I'm a tad confused because I don't know if she's serious, if she's playing, if she's doing.
But you gonna let me fuck?
Or not? I don't know if it's a gimmick. I don't know if the bitch is crazy or if the bitch is mentally retarded. I can't figure it out. But I'm going to, after we're done with the show, I'm going to post.
Is it your closing song? Is it worth it?
No, I don't think I will do that to the listeners and make it a closing song. But I'll say this. By tomorrow morning, log on to IBHNpodcast.com or I'mBlackHe'sMexican.com. Check the link, the page for this. And I want you all to watch this Just Go video by Bunny Clinton. And like I said, it was one of those things where I watched it. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. And about 30 minutes later, I was humming something. I couldn't think of what the fuck I was humming.
It was this,
and it was her song, and yeah,
it infected you.
It infected me, so I liked her.
Usually, the white flesh does that to me.
The white flesh does that to you. So I went ahead and I liked the video. I followed her on Instagram. I liked the Facebook page,
brother. I need a screenshot right now, ASAP.
And I'm gonna do that real quick while we just load.
It's not my shit's not even working for me. It's stuck on loading.
Yeah,
it's there though.
Yeah, I want to keep fucking.
Yeah,
the NSA is trying to shut us down. But
motherfucker, they spot me to my nana. That's what happened. That's what happened.
But I'm gonna bring up this picture while I pass the camera over to Popo. And I just put you on the spotlight.
Okay. Well, the only breaking news that I had was that it was some Pokemon thing. But that's just too nerdy, and I don't want to talk about that. I don't even have the game yet. You know what's so sad? I got to covet shit over like ads and reviews, and it's so silly. But because honestly, like I said, especially when it comes to video games, as soon as I get it, I'm gonna be like, it's a fucking video game.
Yeah.
What big whoopie fucking
whoopie
do?
Whoopie-doo.
But honestly, like I said, it's just that covet or not having something. You don't have something, you fucking want it all the more. And, you know, being my defense mechanism to, you know what I'm saying, not being out there hoeing it up, or, you know what I'm saying, or not having the money to, like, for instance, like, for example, the wedding thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's enough time, and actually it's funny because my cousins who are peeking their head, they want to do something, just how, remember how they went to, what show was it that they went to? I can't really forget the name of the fucking show. Pay dues. You saw they went to that.
Yeah.
Like those cousins, they want to go out, and I mean, they work hard for the money. No. You know what I'm saying? No, but love to them. But they get to go on all these trips. You know what I'm saying? And a motherfucker stuck in his studio apartment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Playing with his video games because it's lesser.
Those
niggas is broke. It's a cold world. But like I really wanted to be able to go to the. Well, I'm thinking I will more than likely. Like, this is a big deal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're getting hitched, son. Like, it's like, I don't know how more of a big deal that you can fucking make it. You're getting hitched. Like, that's it.
And it's actually funny, because I said, shouts out to the big homie, T, who, like I said, is a truck driver. He said he's going to come out, come fuck with your boy. But I'm planning on shooting Hangover 4 the night before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly that means, I can't really tell you. But I'm going to go out with a blast. And now I told Skips that, and Skips was like, you better not get too effed up and then not show up the next day for the wedding. And I told her, you saw the movie. If I don't show up, I'm on a mattress on the roof of the hotel. We already know how it ends.
And
that's all you gotta look.
Fucking spoiler alert, you might come back with a tan.
Yeah, spoiler alert. There you go. I might just be a little tan, but I'll make it. Might be missing a finger. But I'll make it. So don't worry about it. But we shooting Hangover 4. But this chick, Bunny Clinton.
You didn't catch what I was trying to say.
What?
Nigga, you is black.
Nigga, you black.
How you gonna come back, Motown?
Is he black, y'all?
How you gonna do that?
He black, and I'm black, y'all. Yo, I'm gonna show this.
Am I on camera? Am I not on camera?
Oh, wait, no, you're not on camera.
Oh, you motherfucker. I say these racist things, and I look into the camera so the world can know. And you get out of here. Forgive me.
Fuck it, I'm gonna pass this over. I want y'all to see this. This is that chick, Bunny Clinton. I'm trying to get this on camera.
She fake as hell.
Yo.
Look at me, world, as I look at this bitch.
And this shit is wild, yo. Like, you have to see the video, because like I said, I don't know if she's serious or if she's playing. I don't know if she's crazy. I don't know, yo, but I might partially
retarded,
be in love.
And they know.
Might be a tad in love. That's all I'm saying. My infatuations go deep. I'm just, that's all I'm saying. So, fuck.
The devil is the white woman. And that's why it's so pretty. Shit. And that's why it's so precious. Fucking, and that's why I have so much control. And that's why pussy runs this motherfucker, because it's the devil.
Motherfucking, the Denzel Washington movie, The Devil in a Blue Dress. That's what it was about. It was about that goddamn white woman. Mm. Goddamn.
There's a reason why the black woman says she the devil. Because I want it so badly, and I know it's not good for me.
So bad. So, shit, we might, and shout out to Trav. I don't know if you saw the video or what, but he just hit me up and said that bitch is straight up retarded. Yo, I'm telling y'all. Y'all
right, well, as word from Philly, y'all. As word from Philly.
Word from Philly, yo. So, shit, I think that's almost it. I can't think of anything else.
Well, there was two things I really, really wanted to bring up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, besides, before we get to our dedication.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a given. I hate, because I know it's all politics, but I really, 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 really got upset when Leonardo DiCaprio or the fucking the Wolf of Wall Street movie in general didn't get the pick they should have gotten. I mean, we can say, it's over-glamorized of greed, but I thought it was fucking executed fucking awesome to show you what happens when you fucking, when you do the shit that you do, you know, send the repercussion to it. Bless you. And I thought it was stylized, I thought it was dope. I'm a nerd for Scorsese, and the fact that they do so many moves back and forth together, like, it's deserving of it. And the fact that this motherfucker has not earned a fucking Oscar throughout his whole career. He came close when he played the little retard on what's it in Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape, yeah.
But he lost that to I don't know who the fuck. So, I mean, just the fact that he hasn't gotten it, I really want it for him. Yeah. I really want Jonah Hill to be able to get it, because even though I fucking creatively hate on him because I'm jealous, I really feel like he plays shit really good too. So my question, and I don't know if you keep up with that shit or for our listeners, do you think Leonardo DiCaprio is ever gonna have a fucking Oscar? How old does this man have to be?
It's starting to sprinkle out. Here.
Oh shit, son.
Hot equipment, yo. Fuck. This might be going,
You think it'll be that bad?
Might be ending the show in a minute.
Okay.
But,
let's wrap it up.
Wrap that shit up.
But, I got a wet back. Is that irony or is that not irony? Oh shit, it's wet.
Shit, Papa got to switch over, yeah.
It's all good. Keep my,
real life podcasting. But no, yeah, that is one of those things that's interesting that has been brought up about Leonardo DiCaprio and him not getting a fucking Oscar. And it is weird because that nigga can act his ass off. Mm. Anytime he makes a movie, like, I'm fucking with it because he's very picky about his movie. So, fucking wild. But yeah, I guess on that note, I guess now not only is the NSA shutting us down, but God himself is shutting us down.
He's like, all right, we got shit to do.
So, we do. On that note, I guess it is that time, y'all, for dedications.
Just another thing, I'm going to say it real fast. I know we ain't got that much time, but we didn't talk about the digital shit, digital wallet, how we're kind of just crumbling. There's more cyber attacks. Sears is down, fucked up. We already know about Target. There's a lot of things that are happening.
Bring that up next show. That gets a reason. There's a bunch of tech shit that's going on recently, so we'll
get back to that, yeah.
So I guess I'll go first. I got two dedications, like I always do.
Greedy.
I'm greedy. And
first you had a white woman, now you think you just have everything now, don't you?
And fucking my first dedication, me being the pro wrestling nerd I am, goes to a new pale skin, dark haired beauty.
I approve.
From the WWE NXT network, motherfucking Paige. Yo, once again, the WWE launched their new network recently, and they had a, big, fuck, I see Pablo on the back, fucking NXT event where they, did a pay-per-view where, they debuted a bunch of new people in their developmental league, and, they had a, this is the NXT Divas Champion, and Paige, she's hot, she got the lip piercing, she ain't trying to be like your blonde hair, blue-eyed bimbo, like, the bitch is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second dedication is also from the world of pro wrestling.
All of a sudden you got the WWE network and you just want to show it all off. You just can't wait. Can't wait to show it off.
Now, a quick funny thing though about this one is, yo, wait, I'm fucked up though, because shout out to Trav. I was chopping up with Trav and we were talking about the NXT chick. and I thought this chick's name was Bailey J. And I did a Google search a minute ago trying to bring up the pictures, and apparently Bailey J is a transsexual.
What does she be? What is it with you and transgenders?
Apparently I keep running into the transgenders.
They keep tricking you is what they're doing. Tricking are they tricking you, or
actually,
are you wanting to?
This is crazy. Take a look at, because I Googled, I don't know why I thought her name was Bailey J, and I typed in Bailey J, and I looked at the images. I'm like, wait, this ain't her. But it's some transsexual porn star. Once again.
Oh my, no. Oh my God, she's gorgeous. He is gorgeous. He's a cutie. Look at him right here. Oh my God, I want to share this right here. I want to be in the next gay orgy that she's in, fucking swinging cock. I will take it to the face.
So, I guess with all that confusion.
She reminds me of a few times I used to know.
I guess with all the fucking confusion, I have 3 dedications because I thought that that was somebody else.
How the hell do you get 3? I guess we'll share that one, so we'll make it 2
and 2.
Yeah,
so we'll 2 and 2.
I want him.
And so my
other... That's the only time you ever hear me say that. This bitch is ugly. It's funny that the one that used to be a guy fucking looks way sexier.
But this chick, and fuck, they're not bringing up good pictures. Let me do this.
No. Google's showing you what it needs to show you.
Google's, hey, what is so dope about this chick is she's not really that cute, but she's
not
so
at all.
Awkward. And
I love the awkward bitch, but that's something different.
And she got cakes, yo. She got a joint on her.
Does that mean
her.
Booty? Does that mean derriere?
Yeah, she got a booty on her. I wonder if I type in.
I see a lot of girl-on-girl action.
Oh, you know how. Oh, wait, look, Ashley, the 3rd search is booty. I told you, she got booty. It's one of the top Google searches.
No, that page right there. No way, that's not her.
That's the other chick, Paige.
The transgender? But, the transgender got an ass like that?
No, that's the first chick that I did the dedication to. So anyway.
Well deserved. I love the milkiness.
So, so dedications to Paige from NXT, Bailey from NXT, and
sure.
Bailey J, the transsexual porn star who just fucking tricked us.
You know what? I'm wondering if the good Lord has put me in the position to love dykes the way that I do. You give me such conviction for those that are born with things that probably shouldn't have been attached, and by the miracles of science, took that swinging thing away to allow me to answer. I don't know if that's what it is, but if it is, may he bring this woman, he, she, to me. But to a beautiful woman who is just on point, has been for fucking years. And she just had another baby, another little boy. This bitch is on it. Gwen Stefani, from most known, I guess, from No Doubt. But this bitch, she just been on it since the get-go. I remember I went to a show once where I went to go see Paramore because another of my current dykey-looking favorites is Hayley Williams, also known from Paramore, also known from that fucking whack-ass B.O.B. song. Anyways, I went to their concert, and fucking Gwen Stefani was doing fucking push-ups on stage as she's performing. You can see her fucking abs just crunching. It's ridiculous. She is a mighty woman. She's 40-plus, doesn't look like she's over 20. I'm sure she stays healthy. If she was a little stoner bitch back in the day, that's not the case now because she's beautiful. And then again, who knows? Because she's one of those cover-up models who fucking sports all these brands.
She do.
She. It might be.
Oh, even fucking
she's
starting to age.
That vagina needs to retire. She is. I think she was. You remember that clip? I hated that fucking. Some video saw that. Apparently, when they had that fucking the kiss between her and Christina and Britney, she was passing on the spirit. I mean, possibly. I mean, like I said, because once you run out of a fucking model, I mean, once you run something to the grave, on to the next one. Okay.
Shout out to Fabulous, who had the greatest punchline of that. He was like, "I'm trying to get 2 chicks to give my dick to Britney and Madonna kiss." I was like,
that sounds nice. That sounds great. Real nasty.
But,
I guess that ends the show. I mean, once again. And I don't want to undersell this. Gwen Stefani, great woman, beautiful, fucking has been in the game for a while. She's on Interscope, which I just always coveted yet hate at the same time because labels are ridiculous. But she's on one of my favorites. She's all of it. I think she's married to some dude from Bush. Forget that fucker's name. Not a big fan, but had two little baby boys. Props to her, and she is dangerous. She's bad, yo.
Oh wait, there we go.
See, you know, it don't show that great, bro.
Yo, she got an ass, yo.
I turned around.
Look at that. Shots out.
You know what that is, though? Like, it's not even all that grand. Like, that's like an ass that a white boy can handle.
Yo, that's...
I know that sounds racist, but, like, that white boy's like, whew, she has a donkey on her. I can handle that. Yeah, because it's not all that
much. I'll be taking a nap on that pillow. That's all I'm saying.
As I told, fucking, dedication alum, Ellie Daw, because she took a picture with no draws on. Do you follow her?
She took this picture.
It was really cute. Well, it was some little, little fucking, just little subliminal message sort of shirt. And I was like, and she put on her caption, she said, no need for pants. And I was like, my beard is there for whatever reason that you may need. And I love that when she asked me back, she goes, oh, dick. I love it when she called me dick. When we used to work together. Oh, God. Oh. I'm coming, dick. Oh, bitch, you would.
Oh, and on that note. Oh. Once again, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to a very random IBHM podcast episode. Once again, our email is IBHMpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, topics. You want to hear us talk about some shit, just email us. Let us know. You can find us on the web at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr.
We got a Vine.
Press, MySpace, SoundCloud, Podomatic, Vine, all that shit. Just search or add IBHM Podcast in the appropriate spot. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Plus. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. If you're too fucking lazy, just type in IBHMPodcast.com or I'm Black, He's Mexican.com.
Right.
And on that note, until next time,
we'll say peace. But I think of the way we should close this, don't say the same one. Just let these motherfuckers know, though, that the name.
I'm Black. Oh, Arizona Verse?
Oh, well, I would say the Arizona Verse, so pop, whatever. Actually, what I meant to say was, this is I'm Black, he's Mexican, and if you don't like this show,
you must be racist.
Motherfucker.
You really yes, sir. Is. We in business, y'all. Yeah.
Hit us up. And love.
Whoa!
We good, bitch? No disrespect. Love women. I'm so innocent. One time for your mind. This will be fun. Yow, 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 yow. Seen a little freak in the shape of a number 8 up the street. I proceed to investigate. Lord, no, I want to penetrate, and I can't wait. Damn shame. From here, I can't even see her damn face. I'm outside smoking a black. She hopped in her car and drove closer to where I was at. How bizarre. Without hesitation, I flagged her down like a military casket. She drove right past me. That kind of hurt till she threw it in reverse. Said that ain't the way you greet a lady in the street, jerk. I'm like, my mistake. How's your day going? Knowing I'm envisioning her nipples through her t-shirt. She said, it's going good. How's yours? I said, it would be going beautiful if I was yours. Should I quit the bullshit? I've heard it all before. And my eyes are up here. They ain't in my bra, boy. I chuckled a little bit. She chuckled a little bit. I said, what you finna do? She said, none of your business. Long story short, she ain't give me the math. But I know what she did have. Tits and ass. Little thing called a Coca-Cola Classic, and whatever Coca-Cola want, Coca-Cola has it. Coca-Cola wanna go to Angola with her Aunt Rosa, guess what? I'ma have to make it happen. Cause not only does Coca-Cola resemble a Coca-Cola bottle and shit, she probably could fit a whole Coca-Cola bottle where she swallowing shit, and then swallow the shit, till the whole Coca-Cola bottle turn hollow, she won't leave a drop of the shit. Like kids in Ghana and shit, common sense should tell you Coca-Cola is a dime. In 1950, Coca-Cola was a dime, and we all know things get better with time. What you think she hit for 60 years down the line? Never mind, Coca-Cola only thing on mine. I hope she succeeds, but I want to see her behind. And Coca-Cola's so bad, I'm dipping in my little stash, tricking up the ass, tripping. You're spending all your cash, ass. Why'd you do that? Tits and ass. In one of my other lives, I had a PhD. I tell you about the patient that stood out the most to me. Okay. Imagine Pamela Anderson Lee, but naturally, big booty, suitably named Judy. Right. She told my nurse she feeling sick as hell. My nurse took her temperature, she still couldn't tell. No sign of cold, no fever, so she don't believe her. Told her wait in lobby B for me to see her. I called her in, told her throw on a gown and make yourself comfortable. Go ahead and lay down. I gave a courtesy, walked out, came back in, put the stethoscope to her, didn't hear nothing wild. Okay, I'ma need you to open your mouth wide. You familiar with Trey song, right? Yeah, say it. There's nothing wrong in here. I'm starting to strongly question why this woman is here. Ma'am, I really must ask, is this sickness you insist really that bad? She looked at me and said, that's why I'm here, Dr. Rab. But all she has is tits and ass. Tits and ass. Tits and ass. Tits and ass. Yeah. In the streets, you know what I mean? Schoolboy Q, ugly ass, setbacks, December nigga. Get your records mixed by Ali, nigga. You know, high power. We ain't even gotta talk about Kendrick. Where is that? That nigga's not even here right now. Where is that nigga? You don't even answer my calls no more, honestly. Goddamn. Oh, yeah. Black hippie on the way. You know what I mean? Shutting down everything 2011. Niggas better run it hot. So!